The digital dollar isn't conspiracy. It will be reality very soon.
We're now close to the second coming, close to the rapture, close to the tribulation, and we have the same problem. No one is discerning the signs of the times, but you and I can fill in that gap.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, Radio for the Remnant, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. Today, Jan talks to two pastors, Brandon Holthouse and Mark Henry. The book of Revelation foreshadows a global digital monetary system. But could the church be here to see this as world governments are now introducing the reality of this new cashless society? Jan and her guests talk about that this hour. Here is today's programming.
President Biden signed an executive order today directing the federal government to come up with a plan to regulate cryptocurrencies. The move follows what the Biden administration is calling the, quote, explosive growth of digital assets in recent years. Under the order, the government will coordinate efforts with financial regulators to get a better understanding of the risks and benefits of cryptocurrencies. The directive also calls for the exploration and consideration of creating a digital form of the U.S. dollar.
Welcome to the program. Always glad you can join Understanding the Times Radio. I'll bring on my two guests in just a moment, but I feel I need to set the stage for this discussion today. We are having a special Understanding the Times evening in just a few weeks, and I've invited the guest for that evening, Pastor Brandon Holthouse, on air along with the event co-host, Pastor Mark Henry, to join me. And we're going to talk about some current event issues that I think you will find of interest. Are we moving to digital money? The answer to that is yes, but how soon? And what does that mean for you? And if you think that it won't affect you, you are misguided. Mr. Biden signed, as you heard in that little clip, an executive order asking the federal government to regulate this digital money. We're going to talk about that. It's going to be programmable. We'll explain what that's all about. And I want to open the hour with a comment because we're going to open our discussion with just a different topic for just a few minutes here because I think it's so important. That is what I'm hearing throughout the media. Let me just give you a couple of examples. We've got Fox News Digital headline, Saving Ukraine, Looking for a World Leader to Stand Up. We've got Mel Gibson, the actor, saying someone needs to arise from the ashes and save us. A few weeks ago, you heard me play the song about Volodymyr Zelensky. Can one man save the world? He was being called a Superman. Another headline, Why Our World Needs a New Kind of a Leader. And my guests and I are going to talk about that for a moment. And let me just play a clip talking about something that happened way back in 1956-57. And it's a comment, very short, about a man by the name of Paul Henry Spaak, S-P-A-A-K, and what he said almost 65 years ago.
In the face of the global threat of the coronavirus, the world is longing for a leader. Paul Henry Spaak was a former Belgium prime minister and one of the principal architects of what has now become the European Union. His words in 1956 regarding an economic meltdown in Europe seem almost prophetic in our day. Spaak wrote, "We do not want another committee. We have too many already. What we want is a man of sufficient stature to hold the allegiance of all people and to lift us out of the economic morass into which we are sinking. Send us such a man, and be he God or devil, we will receive him."
So the world is ready to receive a God or a devil who will make sense out of chaos. Pastor Brandon Holthouse pastors Rock Harbor Church in Bakersfield, California. I had the privilege of ministering there on two occasions. Pastor Mark Henry is lead pastor at Revive Church in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. That is a northwest suburb of Minneapolis, and he is the host venue for the Understanding the Times every other month events that we have put on there since last August. We'll say more about this event because we're bringing Brandon Holthouse to the Twin Cities on Thursday, April 21st. If you want to mark your calendars, Thursday, April 21st. Brandon, welcome back to the program.
Jan, thanks for having me again.
Mark Henry, thanks for coming into the studio.
Jan, it's great to be with you.
Okay, gentlemen, I just read some headlines, talked about a song, Can One Man Save the World? Mel Gibson, someone needs to arise from the ashes and save us. Brandon, what does that say to you?
Satan has perverted the messianic longing for Jesus. Mm-hmm. To now they want a man to save their planet from all the crises that are happening in the world. That's Satan's tactic, is to pervert that true messianic longing for us to have Jesus on the throne and ruling for 1,000 years. What we have seen from these globalist elites is they have actually caused crises, food shortages. We're on the brink of World War III, economic, energy crises. And now they're talking about a global climate Armageddon that's coming our way. They have actually created chaos. This is one of Satan's tactics. And out of that, he gets order. That's what we're going to see with a new world order that's going to be formed. That's how Satan manufactures and how evil people and the elites manufacture this perverted longing for a man to solve their problems. It's been well planned and it's working.
Mark Henry, in one of your messages a few weeks ago, you even quoted the song, Can One Man Save the World? Again, referring to Volodymyr Zelensky, who is being called a Superman in that song. Obviously, you picked up on this longing for a Mr. Fix-It in the world as well.
Absolutely. You know, Jan, when I trusted Jesus, I started reading through the scriptures, got to the book of Revelation, get to chapter 13, and Satan creates this Antichrist personality that's going to control the world, going to control economics, going to control the religion of the world. And the world is crying for that right now. It's an amazing time to live, and we can trust God through it all.
But I'm so shocked because the clip and the quote goes back to 1956 or 7. Paul Henry Spock, I believe he might have been head of NATO. He had a role in European Union. And Spock said way back then, there was an actor who was reading Spock as I played the clip, be he God or devil, we will receive him. That's shocking.
People don't have God. They don't have Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so they are desperate. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe there's a God and you don't believe there's authority of God and you don't believe Jesus is the King of Kings and coming in glory, power, and majesty, then there's this natural propensity to say, we need someone and I don't care who it is. There's that desperation.
Why Our World Needs a New Kind of Leader, another headline. Fox Digital, Saving Ukraine, Looking for a World Leader to Stand Up. Subtitle to that, the world has rallied behind the Churchillian figure of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in defense of his country. This has been a phenomenon that I have just been overwhelmed watching, and that is, again, they called him Superman in that song, Mark. Things are happening at such an astounding speed that I can't keep up with it, and that's what every watcher of the Times is saying. And Brandon, you would agree, you do a prophecy update at least once a week, sometimes more. You can't keep up with it either, can you?
I can't. There's so many things going on. There's a convergence of so many activities. I can't keep up. And the main thing that you see with these desiring for a leader is what Satan is peddling is fear or a threat to someone's life. That has worked very well psychologically on a lot of people. We went through 2 years of being afraid, and now here we are afraid of World War III, afraid of our economy shutting down. People now that don't have faith, they operate on fear, and that's how they're able to manipulate these people into desiring a Superman or someone to solve their problems.
Here's what's going to come along, and I don't know that it's going to solve any problems. I think it's going to create huge problems. That's going to be a new form of currency, and the Bible talks about it heavily in the book of Revelation. Be a one world type of a system. And I want to play a short clip. It happens to be Glenn Beck. And folks, we don't look to Glenn Beck for spiritual advice, but he's written a book on the Great Reset, which is fantastic. And he's got some insights here, particularly on the coming global digital currency. And I want to play it and then come back. And I want to spend a good amount of time talking about this coming digital form of money that if the Lord tarries, we're all going to be engaged in using in the very near future.
This is what happened in 2008, and our problem with credit default swaps is bigger than it was in 2008. I don't know if that's the piece or if it's going to be a collection of pieces, but we are going to go to a different currency. And each of us have to decide now. You have to decide now. Am I going to be a part of that currency, because that currency is programmable. Read it for yourself. Go to the Fed or go to the Treasury. It's programmable, which means it will follow you. They can cancel it anytime. They can say it doesn't work at these stores, et cetera, et cetera. And they're doing that because of modern monetary theory, which I explain in my book, The Great Reset. The second half of modern monetary theory is programmable money. It doesn't work without programmable money. But that means they can treat you like the Canadian trucker and completely cut you off. This is not the mark of the beast. It is not. But it is the technology that would allow that to happen, where you can't buy, sell, or trade unless you kneel. Well, that's what's coming. We may not be kneeling to the beast, but you will kneel. Your question that you have to answer is, are you willing to kneel or not? And if not, what does that mean to your life? And how do you survive if your cash doesn't work anywhere?
Mark Henry, how soon do you think cash will be gone?
Jan, at our current pace, I was thinking it'd be a couple of years out as you kind of look back in history and how they unfold these things. But at the current rate, I wouldn't be surprised if we see an e-currency for the United States by Christmas time.
Really? Brandon, your thoughts on that?
I would agree. When you read the executive order from Biden, he's giving the Treasury Department, Office of Attorney General, and the Federal Reserve 210 days to get this back to him. Mark's exactly right. I've even heard people estimate 6 to 7 months before this is enacted.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to happen quick.
I have heard you say, Brandon Holthaus, in one of your updates, quote, if you don't play ball with their values, you will not be able to buy or sell. So just what will be their values?
The values that they're using, we have heard this term before. It's ESG,
yes,
and it's DIE. ESG means you've got to go green. You've got to want to save the planet. That's the environmental score. Your social score is your social justice score. What is your views on LGBT, transgender?
Yeah.
Governance is for, do you have people on your staff, LGBT, trans? And then the DI score is diversity, inclusion, and equity. That is going to go into how social credit scores ran, like in China, to where they will limit you or allow you, based on these scores, to buy and sell. They can restrict what you can buy. They can actually reward you for having a good ESG score or a DI score. They will control how you sell, how you buy, based on how you comply with their values.
This is going to be spun positively, and this is going to redistribute wealth. They're going to say this is going to slow or stop crime. They will say this is going to bring rich countries down, redistribute the money. They're going to say this is going to put every country on a level playing field. This sounds Marxist to me. Mark Henry, what are your thoughts as we say things like that?
That whole modern monetary theory has four basic elements. They're going to control the wealth, the production, the price, and the spending. Brandon was just talking about the spending element, but all of these have to work in coordination to pull off what they desire to do. And it fits really well as you read Revelation chapter 13 with the Antichrist control of everyone's buying and selling. Revelation 13 is coming to pass. People need to trust in Jesus because he's coming soon.
Thank you for saying that. I have an article in front of me from The Hill, not exactly a conservative bastion of reporting. Let me read two short paragraphs. Headline, Biden is planning a new digital currency. Here's why you should be concerned. Whenever the White House says it's working on a plan that would transform a vital part of the U.S. economy and that the administration is doing so with the highest urgency, it should go without saying that the press should pay close attention to what's going on. Even more importantly, the press should eagerly and comprehensively inform the public of the potential risks associated with such a proposal. And then the last paragraph, unfortunately, that's not happening today, and the effects of the media's negligence could reverberate for decades to come. And then it references, back on March 9th, the Biden administration released an executive order instructing a long list of federal agencies to study digital assets and to propose numerous reports about their use and proposals to regulate them, closing here. But there is an even more important part of the executive order. President Biden has instructed the federal government and the Federal Reserve to lay the groundwork for a potential new U.S. currency, a digital dollar. And again, Mark, you just referred to Revelation 13 And again, there's coming a beast system, one world government, one world currency, one world religion, one world economy. We're just seeing all of this starting to gear up. It's like I hear the hoofbeats of the four horsemen of the apocalypse over a ridge. I know I don't, but I think I'm dreaming of it.
Well, the imminent return of Christ is imminent for a reason. He can show up at any time, Jan.
That's right. Go ahead, Brandon.
People need to realize, yeah, it's going to start as an American currency, but they've already said in the executive order that they're going to push past it to multi-countries and experiment with maybe a Mexico-Canada union, and then it's going to expand into globalism. In the executive order, Biden talks about we need to lead in the world's economy. This is for global governance. He's using all the terms that he outlines that this is going to go global. If they go global with this, the nations of this world will lose their sovereignty because it will be traced to a central bank that controls all the buying and selling of all the nations. This has huge ramifications for the beast system, but the global government. They knew they had to get the global economy outlined like this in order to get the global government. We're one step away from that. So that's how close we are to the tribulation.
Good point. And just a quick comment here, folks, and I think it's important because the World Government Summit met a couple of weeks ago, March 30th and 31st, in Abu Dhabi. And Dr. Pippa Malmgren, a top American economist who served as a special advisor to former President George W. Bush, made a statement that I think confirms what we've been talking about and will continue to talk about. She stated that a cashless society is looming in the very near future, not in a year or a decade, but that it's around the corner. This is at the World Government Summit, Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates. Let's just listen to about a minute of Dr. Pippa Malmgren.
And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having an almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money. But also, this new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private. But what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well. And the question is, will that new system of digital money and digital accounting accommodate the competing needs of the citizens of all these locations so that every human being has a chance to have a better life? Because that's the only measure of whether a world order really serves.
So who is this gal, Pippa Malmgren? She's a globalist and an elitist. And these movers and shakers are very open about their intentions of changing the way the world operates. The entire Great Reset hinges on two things, the establishment of a global currency and a global digital identity for every man, woman, and child. And this is why I keep referring to these things here on Understanding the Times Radio. This Pippa Malmgren is warning us the system is at the door. And once it's here, nobody will be allowed to buy or sell without becoming digitized. Born-again believers, we may escape the worst of this as the church is taken out in the rapture prior to the formation of global government and the Antichrist system. But again, we are seeing the formation of several things that are going to blossom in the tribulation. The formation of them is happening as we speak. If you just joined me, you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line from Southern California, Brandon Holthaus, pastor of Rock Harbor Church. Best website for you, Pastor Holthaus, is rockharborchurch.net.
Yeah, that's perfect.
In studio with me is the familiar voice of Pastor Mark Henry, and that is Revive Church in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. By the way, Mark, you actually have a new book out that we're carrying in my online store. It's called The Man Code, 12 Essentials Every Man Needs to Know. Give me a paragraph. Why should folks even look into it?
You know, in this day, we're talking about the crisis going on around us. The question is, what do? We need really good men to lead their homes and their families and churches. We need wives to be able to strengthen their husbands and raise godly sons. And these 12 essential things are things that I discovered in the Bible, applied in my own personal life that was really broken in my kids. And it's been a blessing to a lot of folks.
Again, the title is The Man Code, 12 Essentials Every Man Needs to Know. You can find it in my online store, olivetreeviews.org. Mark, one of the reasons we're even featuring Brandon Holthouse is you and I have been doing since last August. We call it Understanding the Times, and it's every other month. We're trying to feature some events, speakers, topics that help people better understand the times and become watchmen on the wall. We've invited Brandon Holthouse for Thursday, April 21st at your church, and they can live stream it.
Yeah, they can live stream at markhenryministries.com. And also, we're going to have an app that's going to be available April 11th, Jan. So they're going to be able to find us in the Apple Store, the App Store, the Google Play Store, Roku. All of that's going to be available.
Okay, if you don't want to do that, folks, it's markhenryministries.com where you can live stream this event from 7 to 9 p.m. That's Central Time. If you're in the Twin Cities, you want to attend, the doors open at 6 p.m. Central. Program is 7 to 9 p.m. Pastor Brandon Holthouse will be our guest. We're going to be talking about a lot of issues. We have a panel discussion. We have Q&A. You can submit questions online. We've had probably close to 1 million people watch electronically since the various programs began last summer. You want to say anything more, Mark?
Jen, these events have been fantastic. People from all over this English-speaking world have joined us, and we've been able to minister to them, encourage them, and share the gospel. And I just would encourage people not only to join and watch, but to send it to their friends who don't know the Lord Jesus, because we always present the gospel of Christ.
Thank you. Bottom line
is Jesus is coming, and they need to believe in him.
The address is 7849 West Broadway in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. That's formerly Brooklyn Park Evangelical Free Church. I've been to many activities there, and so have you. Again, that's Thursday, April the 21st. At Revive Church, and that's 7 to 9 p.m. Central, markhenryministries.com. And then we post it electronically, my website, Mark Henry Ministries website. You can watch it at your leisure. I don't want to quite leave the topic that we've been on here. Brandon, I think what I hear you saying, and I've heard a message you've given on this, is this would actually weaponize banking. Why don't you explain what you mean by that?
If we just simply went to digital currency, what the White House wants to do is have a central bank digital currency that we have a central bank, probably include the Federal Reserve, that all of our banking would be done through that. Virtually, that would eliminate local banking. They would control that currency. The implications are far-reaching. That means if I wanted a loan for a house or a car, all my banking would be through this central bank digital currency. That's a scary prospect. But that's what they're proposing. And then through that, what they plan to have is the values economically they want to push on us. They want to push on us not to own property anymore.
Yeah.
They want to do that by 2030, but I think they might want to do it a little bit quicker than that. And what they're developing through the digital currency is what we call the circular economy. And a circular economy means cheap products are made from recyclables, and then they're rented out. Once you're done renting them out, you turn those back in, and they're made into more cheap products. It's a very utilitarian idea of products, but really what the economy will look like is there will be no nice things to buy. They will only produce that which you need. It reminds us of communist countries. You can't get anything except food and some drab clothing. They're going to determine that these niceties of life, like being able to drive your car, that's going to be limited based on how much they limit your gas or your pollution to the planet based on your carbon footprint. This has far-reaching implications to where they will control every aspect of our life. That's some of the things that people need to realize, that we're that close. And if we can see this in 6 months, you're going to experience it.
I am playing another clip here, and this comes out of the UK, but it's talking about the Western world heading into this. And they're going to emphasize the programmable aspect of all of this. And folks, this is what I think is the take home, is eventually, before the tribulation, certainly during the tribulation, you can only spend money on goods that the government deems proper and essential.
So the UK is currently the head of the G7 group. That's the world's most economically advanced countries. And the UK currently chairs the G7 group. Our Chancellor, who does our economy, called Chancellor of the Exchequer, his name's Rishi Sunak. He put out this video saying that what they want to do is bring in this thing called the central banking digital currency. They want to replace fiat paper money with digital money as a competitor to Bitcoin and crypto money, right? But instead of being decentralized currency, it will be controlled by a government. It's digital currency, but controlled centrally through the banks. So instead of having a bank account with whatever, HSBC or Bank of America, you'll have a bank account directly with, in the American context, with the Fed. In the UK, directly with the Bank of England. You have a personal bank account and you're given digital money in that bank account. These are called central banking digital currencies. The Chancellor of the Exchequer in the UK has already announced their intention to do this as the G7 group. And if you look up...
This sounds terrifying.
If you look up the Telegraph newspaper...
Central bank digital currency, is that the one down below?
Digital currency should be programmable. See that one there? Yeah? Now what they're doing is they're saying, everyone knows that with inflation at over 5%, it's now 5.4%, right? Our fiat money, the paper money, is increasingly becoming worthless and we're headed towards a big disaster. The Fed wants to raise interest rates. We're in so much debt that if you raise interest rates, people are going to suffer because we're living on debt as Western economies. So they realize that this kind of the lifespan of paper money is fast coming to an end because of the 2008 economic crash in particular. So they're bringing in these central banking digital currencies. Why is that word programmable in there? So what they said in that article, and the Chancellor put a video out saying this as well, they've said that this money that you will earn from work, instead of having paper money, you have this digital money. It's programmable so that you can't buy certain foods, or if you do something that your employer doesn't like, it's all in that article. You won't be able to spend your money. In other words, it's not money. They're vouchers. They're like food vouchers. And they can be programmed so that, like the Chinese social credit system, that if you try and use them on a certain thing, it won't work. You say you want to buy a burger and they want you to buy bugs, which is one of the examples used. If you start to try and buy unhealthy meat, just won't work. You tap your card, you can't buy the thing because you've met your quota that month of burgers. You have to buy something like a vegan meal.
So yeah? It won't just be money in the sense of the way we have dollars or pounds today.
Yeah.
It'll be something that's controlled in terms of your ability to distribute it.
Which is why I'm calling it a voucher. It's a coupon.
But even a coupon, if you have a coupon to buy bread, you can still buy the bread. Yeah. Like, there's
but
no...
you can't buy... See, that coupon to buy bread, what you can't do is buy a burger with that coupon. It's for bread.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Do you feel like you're sounding the alarm for people that don't understand what is going on?
So here, I've pulled it up for you here, yeah? So there's the video.
The group of the world's seven most advanced economies, the G7, is launching a set of public policy principles for retail central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. Central bank digital currencies could be a digital version of money, a bit like a digital banknote.
Right, so that's the guy who runs our economy in the UK. His name's the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And here is the article. Bank of England tells ministers to intervene on digital currency programming. Yeah, and here's a quote from the article. Digital cash could be programmed to ensure it is only spent on essentials or goods which an employer or government deems to be sensible.
Folks, you need to get acquainted with that term, CBDC. I actually talk about it in my spring print magazine newsletter, which is going to be out here any day. You can sign up for that on my website, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org, or call my office and sign up for it. But get acquainted with that term. Mark, your thoughts to that clip you just heard?
Yeah, Jan, that's exactly what I've been trying to share with folks. And I've got a personal illustration I think that might help people wrap their minds around it. I was going up to Northern California, going on a backpacking trip, had driven all day, came into a retail store to buy some products just as I was going into the mountains. It was the middle of the night and I gave them my credit card and my credit card wouldn't work. And I'm standing there, I'm 1,000 miles from home and I can't buy anything. So imagine they're going to have this programmable money. You go to the gas station to get gas so that you can go to work, but you've already used your allotment of gas. And so now your credit score keeps you from purchasing that fuel.
Folks, this is things you need to get acquainted with before it suddenly manifests and you don't know what hits you. I'm going to make a quote or two from John Whitehead, Rutherford Institute. I quote him in my spring magazine as well. And he has some brilliant insights into what we're talking about. Talking to Brandon Holthouse, Pastor Rock Harbor Church in Bakersfield, California, Pastor Mark Henry, Revived Church in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. That is a northwest suburb of Minneapolis. See, I'm going to play a quick clip here of Dr. David Jeremiah because so many of you write me and say, you know what, you would rather not be born for such a time as this, and yet God intended that all of us alive today be born for such a time as this. Let's let Dr. David Jeremiah express that. He does it so well.
And oh, my friends, how many truths there are in the Word of God about the days in which we are living and the time which is yet to come. If you want to know what in the world is going on, you have to turn to the Bible for some answers. Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why am I on this earth at this particular time? Did you know that Almighty God could have dropped you down along the landscape of history any place he wanted? But he put you here. He put you here for now. God wants you here for now. So don't complain about not having lived at a different time or wish you could live in some future time. Embrace the fact that God has given you this time, and then find out everything you can about how to live this time in the Holy Spirit power that he wants to give you.
Just a couple of comments here, and then I'm going to return to my very special guests. And I hate to say it, but let me issue another word of caution to our YouTube listeners that the fraud continues to be perpetrated on YouTube against Olive Tree Ministries. Hundreds of videos of ours have been stolen, altered, and more. Here's an easy way to solve it. Look for the number of subscribers. Our channel has over 156,000 subscribers. The fraudulent channels have just a few subscribers. But people continue to be fooled. So I'm continuing to make this very unfortunate announcement about the fraud going on YouTube. You can always listen on our Rumble channel, on our website at olivetreeviews.org, his channel, Christian Television, Light Source, part of oneplace.com. Just be careful on YouTube. Again, there's hundreds of altered, stolen videos. And I'm told the perpetrator is trying to raise money by using them. We're going to move on here because we've got a lot yet to deal with. We talk heavily about the coming cryptocurrency, the digital dollar. Our cash is going to be turned into digital money any day. Banks could shut down and next week, and it could happen then. We just don't know. Let me just quote John Whitehead, respected head of Rutherford Institute, and he talks about the Orwellian lack of privacy. He says, so what's really going on here? Despite all of the advantages that go along with living in a digital age, namely convenience, it's hard to imagine how a cashless world navigated by way of a digital wallet doesn't signal the beginning of the end for what little privacy we have left and leave us vulnerable to the likes of government thieves, data hackers, and an all-knowing, all-seeing Orwellian government state. He says, secondly, we're already witnessing how easy it will be for government agents to manipulate digital wallets for their own gain in order to track your movements, monitor your activities and communications, and ultimately shut you down. And then he says, a government-issued digital currency will give the government the ultimate control of the economy and complete access to the citizenry's pocketbook. While the government might tout the ease with which it can deposit stimulus funds into the citizens' accounts, such a system could also introduce what economists referred to as negative interest rates. And then he's closing here, digital authoritarianism will redefine what it means to be free in almost every aspect of our lives. And then he says, the ramifications of a government, any government, having this much unregulated, unaccountable power to target, track, round up, and detain its citizens is beyond chilling. That is John Whitehead, respected director of the Rutherford Institute, sounding the warning, which seems to be spelled out in Revelation 13, again, global government, global currency, global religion, global leader. We opened the programming talking about the longing for a leader. I have online from Southern California, Pastor Brandon Holthouse, Rock Harbor Church, rockharborchurch.net. He will be our guest at the next Understanding the Times evening, and that would be Thursday, April 21st, here in the Twin Cities area. Will be held at Revive Church, 7849 West Broadway, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Pastor Mark Henry is in studio with me, and that can be live streamed 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, markhenryministries.com, and it's archived, olivetreeviews.org, under video. Watch it anytime at your leisure. Archived at markhenryministries.com. Watch it anytime at your leisure. Oh, and let me add that we also make a DVD of these events. You can just call my office or you find it in my online store, olivetreeviews.org. Mark, you want to say anything else about this event?
Jan, I just want to encourage all the listeners to get some friends, invite them over to your house, watch it together. We're seeing parties like that gather throughout the country and around the world, and God's ministering to a lot of people.
Pastor Brandon Holthouse will be our guest, and many of you watch Brandon, his prophecy updates, his messages. Brandon, I know you're heavy on Rumble. Your address there is what?
RHC Bakersfield. They'll just search that. They'll find us.
Right. I think you're still doing some sermons on YouTube as well, correct?
Some that doesn't require us editing a bunch of stuff. So we'll occasionally put some stuff on YouTube, but we're Rumble primarily, and BitChute is another thing. And then we're working to create a new website to where we will actually video host our own videos.
You began a networking program some time ago. I think we actually introduced it on this program months ago. Basically, you're helping people find churches, answer some theological questions, talk to us about it, and how can they get this help from you?
We started because we got flooded with a lot of people asking us questions, looking for churches. That's the number one thing they were asking. We decided, let's build a network of churches we know of or we've researched that are somewhat legitimate. And not every church is perfect, obviously,
but
with enough background research, we can recommend that, hey, go try this out. We still talk to the pastor. And we've done that for all the states. We're now doing that in England and Australia and different places. And that's going to be on our new website. We actually developed an app where it's just basically a church tracker. That's going to be able to be seen by anybody going to our website. They can look for churches in their area. They might have to drive, but at least we have verified what we can find for them. We also answer theological questions. We actually are doing counseling because their local churches are not helping them. Their pastors are simply not equipped to answer a lot of the things that are going on, the signs of the times, and just simple Bible questions and counseling.
The other thing you do there at Rock Harbor Church, and I met your people, and thank you for hosting me on two occasions. This was two winters ago. You got me out of the Minnesota cold, but at Bakersfield, California, I got up to about 40-degree temperature, which was a little bit of a shock. I so appreciated meeting all the folks there. But the other thing you do, and then I'm going to head to a different topic, is you cover the fact that the King is coming. You do Bible prophecy updates all the time. Again, that's missing in so many of our churches. So thank you for doing that. Brandon, you told me something off air, and I want to talk about it for a minute or two. And Mark, please, I want you to come in on this discussion. This is a little different direction. I hadn't even planned on it, but it's so important. You told me, Brandon Holthouse, that what's increased that you're dealing with now more than ever before, demonic activity towards believers. Talk to me about that.
I think with all the things that are going on, we see the demonic world has ramped up. And what I have seen in the last 2 to 3 years is high demonic activity towards believers. And I'll tell you the reason why. As we sound the alarm, we get the truth out, and we encourage these believers to do that. They actually do it, and they help people who are unsaved. But some of these people that are unsaved have been tapped into the occult. As these believers are helping these people get out of that, the demons are actually harassing believers. So we are getting 2 to 3, maybe 4 requests per week asking what do they do because they're getting harassed. And the harassment includes being cussed out by demons. Mm-hmm. It includes things banging around in their house, dreams, not just simply a regular dream, but demonic harassing dreams, things that they see, apparitions, to intimidate Christians to stop getting the truth out and stop helping people get out of the world system. I've never seen it before like this. When I started ministry 20-something years ago, I might see one demonic activity once a year that I had to deal with. Now it's 2 to 3 a week, and Christians are having more and more paranormal activity happening just to silence them and to intimidate them, not to evangelize, not to help these people. And it's a new thing that we've had to deal with. So we've had to do a lot of training on demonology and Satanology with our staff.
Mark Henry, could you speak into that, please?
Jan, you know, as I've traveled and preached the gospel in other countries and other continents, we've seen a lot of demonic activity. But what's fascinating over the last 15 years or so, as we've moved towards this rebellion towards God, this high-handedness, and it's manifesting itself in the decline of morals. We can't even define a woman apparently anymore.
Right.
You know, our children being assaulted with sexual ideas that are so perverted. As we're seeing this, as this demonic level increasing here in the United States, And not only are we seeing Christians oppressed, attacked, but here in America now, in fact, over this last 3 or 4 months, I'm noticing more and more people showing up who are demonically possessed in services, creating disruptions. It's happened several times. It's very common in Africa. You'll be preaching someplace and someone will come in and be disruptive that's demon possessed. But we're starting to see that happen now here in the United States.
So it says in 2 Timothy 3, in the last days, evil will wax worse and worse. Clearly, that's what we're seeing.
That's exactly what we're seeing, Jan. And you read through the book of Revelation and 2 Thessalonians, for example, and it talks about demonic activity increasing in the last days. And we're definitely seeing that here in America right now.
How would you advise a listener right now who's saying, this is what's happening to me? How do I deal with it?
If you're being oppressed right now by a demon, maybe in the middle of the night, I've had friends being choked out, manifestations. I just want to encourage you, call out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, save me, rescue me. And I encourage people to play godly music. You remember in the book of Psalms, David ends up playing and the demonic manifestations that were coming on Saul end up leaving. The reading of scripture, but calling out in the name of Lord, I'm just telling you, God shows up in big ways when we lean into him.
Brandon Holthouse, you said something about one of your church attendees or members. The apparition was literally shaking him. Is that right?
Yeah, that's when you're at the level of oppression in demonic activity where they physically manifest. I've had people being thrown around rooms. Even the dogs saw these things and were barking at them. The dogs, for some reason, can see them. I've had people who have been pinned down, can't get up. They call that sleep paralysis. But actually, when you look at it, it's really demonic holding them. And the only name that frees them from that is Jesus. But in the sleep paralysis, they can't get the name of Jesus out of their mouth. And so they have to try really, really hard. So what we do, there's four different things that they have to be looking for why this is happening to them. First off, have you brought in any object from the occult into the house? We had a lady that was given a gift from India and it was a white elephant, but that white elephant was an idol and that idol brought demonic manifestations in their home. So that's the first thing we ask them to do. Have you brought anything into the home? Second, are you involved in the occult in any way? Prayer centering, yoga, it could be anything. And then second thing is, are you related somehow in friendship, very close with somebody that's having manifestations or either possessed or oppressed? And then the last one we say is, are you helping somebody get out of the occult? When we give those four things to people, it'll be one of the four that they come up and say, yeah, I'm helping someone get out of the occult. And sometimes even the Christians themselves have tapped into the occult some way, because what's happened in Christianity is they have brought occultic practices into Christianity and baptized them and said, we're doing centering prayer or we're doing transcendental meditation. And they've Christianized it and it opens them up to the occult.
Reach Pastor Brandon Holthouse, rockharborchurch.net, and reach Pastor Mark Henry, revivebrooklynpark.org, revivebrooklynpark.org.
Jan, I just want our listeners to remember this, that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. I remember one time we were going into this village to preach and was controlled by demonic influences, and literally the African pastors told me, we can't go there, we'll all be killed. And I pulled them back to that verse, and the power of the gospel delivered people there. People trusted Christ. Jesus builds his church. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And if you've got some of those white elephant things that have been demonized and used, I just want to encourage you to do exactly what they did in the book of Acts. Start up your fireplace and throw the thing in there. And that's exactly what we do around the world.
Again, hope you'll join us Thursday evening, April the 21st, online, markhenryministries.com. You can live stream this event from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. If you're coming on out to the church, doors open at 6, and that's Revive Church. Some of you remember it as Brooklyn Park Evangelical Free, only the name has been changed. And that's 7849 West Broadway, Brooklyn Park, northwest suburb of Minneapolis. No cost, just first come, first serve. Brandon Holthouse will be our guest. We'll have a panel discussion, we'll have Q&A, you can submit questions online. Gentlemen, quickly, let me just hit a few things. We have potentially some very troubled times ahead. Everyone, including Mr. Joe Biden, is telling us food shortages are coming. Others are being more blunt and saying famine is coming. We have the breadbasket of the world, Ukraine, Russia, totally upset because of this terrible war that began in late February. That's the headquarters of the wheat harvest, fertilizer, etc. Everything is driven by fuel and energy, which is now through the roof. We could go on the economic problems. We were told they were going to be temporary. Well, that's laughable. Going back to this global cashless society, let me ask you both. Let me start with you, Brandon. How do we cope with the new normal?
It's inescapable. It's going to happen. Yeah, we could be raptured tonight. If we're not in the rapture closer to the tribulation, we're going to experience this. So now it's not a curable problem, it's a coping problem. So that being the case, what we have to understand from a mindset is, okay, the Lord still has us here. And why does he have us here? Well, he has us here for a mission. He wants us to get the truth out and warn people before it's too late. If he has put us on mission here, that means he's going to provide for us. Now, that doesn't mean that our economic situation is going to remain the same. We could get hit economically, but we still will be able to complete our mission based on what God provides. People ask me all the time, what am I going to do? I said, look, I don't know either. We're just going to have to wait till we get there, and the Lord will show us what we need to do. I get it. We're at a Red Sea crossing right now. Mm-hmm. We're hemmed in. But as we see, whether it's the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego or Daniel in the lion's den, God will deliver at the time when it happens.
Well said. Mark Henry, please add to this.
Yeah, Jan, as I think about going forward, we're not going to be able to dodge the bullet. This digital currency is going to happen. And if the rapture doesn't take place, you and I are going to experience it. And people can say, you know, are you going to put up with this? Well, Jan, you and I can't create our own currency. So I think we got to go back to the Bible. There's 2,200 verses in the Bible on finances, and we need to become familiar with them, navigate them, lean on the wisdom of God. But verses like store up for yourself treasures in heaven. Jesus emphasizes that in Matthew 6. Another key verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. It says, do not put your trust in the uncertainty of riches. I mean, you might have $1 million right now in your net worth or in your assets. Friends, don't put your confidence in that. Put your confidence in the living God, because when this currency transition takes place, you may lose 90% of that. And you've got to say, that's fine. I'm an overcomer in the Lord Jesus. I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm following the Lord. And another verse that just sticks out to me and ties to what Brandon just said is James chapter 1. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. God gives us wisdom in the book of Proverbs. He gives us wisdom in the book of James. Christians have navigated difficult times. God's given them wisdom. God is going to give us wisdom. This is a time to grow in our faith in the living God.
And I've heard you say, Mark Henry, stock up like a third world country. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, living through difficult times, we just got to look back to our own family members that crossed the West. I tell people all the time, you know, the Oregon Trail, look at what they had and stock up along those lines. These folks have lived with a lot less. They've lived without technology in the past. They've lived without some of the blessings. As I've traveled around the world, we've got many, many Christians right now, 20,000 Christians in East Africa that I'm currently working with. And I tell people, if you planned like they do, you're going to be able to weather this and you're going to be okay. Trust in the Lord. They are. They've seen the glory of the Lord. They've seen the provision of God. You're going to see it in the same sort of way.
Brandon Holthouse, you want to add to that?
Yeah. One of the things I had told our people is Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that the Holy Spirit compares spiritual things with the spiritual. And this is another way of getting wisdom. In other words, the Holy Spirit combines spiritual truth with the spiritual words of Scripture. What I have noticed is it's one thing to read the Scriptures. It's another thing to allow the Holy Spirit to reveal the truth from that Scripture. And a lot of Christians have denied what the Holy Spirit has been impressing upon them as they read Scripture. So as they read perhaps something about the coming world government, the impression I get from the Holy Spirit is, it's happening, it's happening. They need to accept that. Otherwise, if they deny that that's happening, that's putting Christians in having no discernment about what's going on in the world. They are denying what the Holy Spirit is impressing upon them. Paul mentions that if you want to become spiritually discerned, that's the term he uses in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, what each person has to do is see what the Scriptures are saying and do not reject what the Holy Spirit is telling you about that Scripture. Because right now, the prophetic word is being impressed upon those who will listen.
Sure.
And someone like you and someone like Mark Henry can see the signs of the times, because we're not denying what the Holy Spirit's telling us. It's happening. But unfortunately, too many people are denying this. Oh, Brandon, this is hyperbole. You're just a fearmonger telling us that we're going to go to a digital currency. That is a believer who's denying the Holy Spirit's impression upon them about that. My admonition is, if you want wisdom to discern the signs of the times, listen to the Holy Spirit. He's impressing upon it now.
All right, I want to play one more clip because, Brandon, you just introduced it. I was going to perhaps not use this, But Jack Hibbs here is going to build on what you just said.
Hey, everybody, I want to just give you this word of encouragement and this word of exhortation, meaning this, that all around the world right now, there are these things that are taking place that even now publications, Fox News, CNN, they've had people being interviewed where they're dropping the word, are we in a world war? Regarding the cyber attack aspect of it, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but this is the first time in history where cyber warfare is now in full-scale operation. And so we're in a moment that's different. You might say, well, it was crazy in World War I. It was crazy in World War II. And what's the big deal? You know, time goes on. Wait a minute. World War I is World War I because it was World War I. World War II was because of World War II. We're further down the road, friends. According to our Bible and according to time itself, time will eventually run out. Now, from a biblical worldview, we look around at the world scene and we see what's going on. Believers know something that most don't. And that is, these things are happening now when, for the first time, key elements are in place that the Bible said would have to be in place for the end to come. Number one, Israel's back in the land, May 14th, 1948. We know this, the Soviet Union broke up. Now it's Russia. Ezekiel 38. Listen, we talk about the nation of Iran, but that's not its name. The Bible, you can't find the word Iran in the Bible. You want to know why? Because the Bible goes to its beginning name, which winds up being its end name, and it's called Persia. Listen, we're moving down a track, as it were, on the back of a train, going down the track, and we're nearing the end of the train tracks. We know this, so don't write off world events like, oh, c'est la vie, you know, it's always been like this. It's never been like this. It's increasing. Jesus put it to us this way. We're watching birth pains increasing the warning regarding the delivery. Jesus said a woman goes through the quickening. It's when the birth pains get more frequent. So I want to encourage you and exhort you this way. With all that's going on, be involved, be engaged, but be wise, be careful. Don't believe anything that's not filtered through your Bible first, okay? Don't fall for anything. Look, let's be honest. Nobody knows what's going on in this world right now. That's another reason why we know something's up, because we don't know. Confusion, huge. Nation rising up against nation, threats, it's a big deal. So don't let somebody tell you how it's all gonna play out. We don't know. What we do know is what the Bible says as how things are going to come together. God knows the end story. It's called Bible prophecy. But I want to encourage you and I want to exhort you. Don't panic. Don't worry. But also don't fall asleep. Be vigilant. And I'll leave you with this. God acknowledged the sons of Issachar, the tribe of Issachar, that those believers in Issachar, they discerned the times and the seasons that Israel was experiencing, and they knew what Israel should do next. That's what we're to be like. You do the same. Keep looking up as you're involved. Have your heart full of hope, and at the same time, get your hands into this mess. And let's do all we can for the Lord Jesus. Let's advance his gospel, and let's get ready, because we're going to see some amazing things, either around us or on the way up. God bless you guys.
Brandon Holthouse, rockharborchurch.net. What's the time of your services?
8, 9:30, and 11. We live stream at 11.
All right, Mark Henry, your services are 9, 10, and 11. You now have an incredible traditional service at 9 and two contemporary services. Am I right?
Yes, ma'am. And we're thankful for all that God is doing in these last days and building his church.
Absolutely. You want to wrap it up, Mark?
Yeah, Jan, as I just think about our friends, Christians should not be unsettled. Friends, remember what Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. That's not just a suggestion. That's a command from the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in him. Grow in your faith and confidence in the Lord through these difficult days. And if you haven't trusted Christ, today is the day of salvation. You really need to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. He came into the world, lived a sinless life, died on the cross, rose again the third day. The wrath of God was placed upon him. He became sin so that you and I might have the righteousness of God, and you can trust him today. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved.
Brandon, down to 30 seconds. It's all yours.
I want to admonish the believers in these last days. Things are going to get rough. We're going to perhaps see some rough times, but we've already overcome the world. So what we need to do is be about our Father's business and get as many people on that lifeboat as possible. You've got to share the gospel. And I know you're going to get a lot of rejection, a lot of pushback, but we've got to do our job. And furthermore, we are watchmen on the wall. God says he holds us accountable if we do not warn people of what's coming. He says, I will hold their blood to your account. So we've got to do our job being watchmen on the wall.
Again, come on out in person Thursday, April 21st, Revive Church, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, 7 to 9 p.m. or live stream it at MarkHenryMinistries.com. It's all Central Time. And the programming is always archived at MarkHenryMinistries.com and OliveTreeViews.org. Let me go out of the program quickly here. Thank you, gentlemen, both, for sharing this hour with me. Appreciate it so much. I want to encourage you folks to encourage. Do you have any idea how many people are discouraged today? It says in Hebrews 10:25, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day drawing near, all the more as you head into the last days. Commit to encouraging just one person this week, or more, if it's possible. I promise you, you will make their day. I want to thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Contact us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. God called you to be a part of this generation to shine a light in the darkness, to give someone a cup of cold water, and to tell them about eternal life available through God's Son, Jesus Christ. So don't grow discouraged. Just know that today's events are allowing everything to fall into place.